The Explanation of Surah Luqman, presented by Yahya Ibrahim.
Part 6.
In the Jewish faith, only three things that a Jewish woman must do. Guess what these three things are? On the Day of Atonement, she has to break the bread for dinner. MashaAllah, equality. Also, she must light the candles. That's her second act. MashaAllah, equality. And the third act is that she must fight her husband off if he tries to sleep with her when she's in her hayd, her menstrual cycle. That's her religion. That is the extent. Do you know that the Jewish woman, it's haram, illegal for her to hold the Torah? Did you know that? Did you know it's illegal for a Jewish woman to enter into their sanctuaries and temples? To come near the Torah in there? Why do you think Maryam was elevated? Maryam, even in the practices before Islam, at the time of the Jews, why was Maryam? Maryam. She used to be able to enter al-mihrab, enter the place of worship. No other woman before her was allowed. No other woman before her was allowed. Judaism. Do you know that the Catholics, we're going to take them all today. The Catholics, they didn't believe, they were debating up until a few years back whether a woman had a soul or not. Ajib. Does she have a soul or not? And you know why they were debating it? Because in Catholicism they debate, they know that animals don't have souls. So they were actually saying, is a woman an animal or not? That's their pondering. That is their concept. Till the 1920s, it was immoral, illegal for women to own anything. A woman couldn't walk into a Canadian store, to an American store, and legally claim property, that she bought something. That was illegal. In fact, it would be something that was her husband's possession that she just paid for. So when we look and when we see this, we recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the true faith. Who created the heavens and the earth? They say Allah, they recognize Allah. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ Say Alhamdulillah for your faith. And that they even recognize that there's one creator. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Surely, Ya Muhammad, most of them do not know. They don't recognize, they don't have knowledge of the specifics or of anything. We had ended by reciting to you verse number 25. We continue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدِ To Allah belongs what is ever or whatsoever is in the heavens and the earth. Everything that is in the heavens, everything that is in the earth, that which we see, that which we do not see, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's important to note here that the things that we see around us, the stars, the sun, that we take them as being something that are constant. When we know, for example, those who study astronomy, that the light of the stars that we see is not real time, meaning that you look out, now it's nighttime after Isha, you look out and you see a star, the light that is reaching you from that star is many years old. And this is an important concept. Why? Because also the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are given from Him arrive to us regarding the way that Allah wishes. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kun fayakun. Be and it is. Tayyib. Be and it is, meaning, is it at that exact moment or is it in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to be the time period? For example, Allah says in the Quran, فَحَمَلَتُ describing Maryam, that after Jibreel discusses that she, Mary, will hold a child without a husband, she will become impregnated, she became impregnated. And then she traveled a little distance to a town in Bethlehem, where she remained there. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضِ. This fa tells us that it's as if it is saying right away the pain and the labor of childbirth came. But this is not the right understanding. Rather, we understand things by the order that they naturally occur in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the womb of a woman, the sperm enters the egg. ثُمَّ. Then. That doesn't mean right away. It means it's in accordance to the time period. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. The order of Allah bringing about the day of judgment happening has arrived. أَتَى. طيب. You look around you and you see the sun is still there, the moon is still there, no earthquakes that are described by the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yet Allah uses ata, it's already come. Meaning that the order has been given, but the implementation and the actualization is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it. So therefore the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the first sign of the Day of Judgment. And this is where you see the word ata. It's come to you already the beginning of the Day of Judgment. The order has been given, meaning it is set in motion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. We look to the stars and we recognize that these stars and these things that we see around us, they are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us of His creating ability. Today you will read in some of the scientific journals, you will never, and I tell you right now, you will never find an astronomer, someone who studies the stars, studies astronomy, who disbelieves in a creator. Who disbelieves that there's a creator. You'll find biologists. Biologists are always flaky. The biologist, and he's flaky. You'll never find an astronomer, a physicist. Einstein, who's there, role model in physics and astronomy and these physical sciences and the laws that govern science, he says, physics and what he uses, we don't accept it as being the truth. But to show you his concept, he says physics, meaning the laws that govern the physical environment and things like this, is the handwriting of God to us. This is the word, handwriting of God, we don't accept. But what does it show that Einstein, E equals MC squared, recognizes? That the laws that are created by Allah, that all that is in the heavens, all that is in the earth, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. John Glenn, he's an astronaut, the first person to orbit the earth, first American astronaut to orbit the earth, many years ago. They allowed him, he was 76 years old, they put him in the space capsule again, they said, go back up in space. We want to see if age has a difference. He's being interviewed on CNN, 76 years old, second time in space. And the reporter asks him, do you believe in God? He tells the cameraman, focus the camera out the window. And they focus the camera to the earth. And these are his words, and I quote, no one can behold this sight and not believe in God. Allahu Akbar. We don't take our faith from them, but we recognize that even their intellectuals, even their scientists, even those who postulate their theories know inside themselves that things are not just set in motion in random, in chaos. Rather, it is something that is brought, governed by laws that do not change except by the will and the order of Allah. I give you another thing. In studying geology and studying geochemistry, I found it completely strange that in second year, the professor, he began to discuss that the earth revolved in the opposite direction on at least three occasions. That the earth, instead of moving this way, moved this way. I immediately had a big smile on my face. SubhanAllah. Because what did that tell me? That now the sun rises from which end? Instead of the rise, sun rising from the east, it rises from the west. Do you know how simple it is that the earth moves in the opposite direction? One thing has to change. In the calculation, in fact, it's only 0.3 that changes. It's that the wind blows from the opposite direction. What makes the earth turn this way? The winds that are at that stratospheric level move this way. No one knows where winds emerged or how they began. No scientist can ever tell you this is where wind began. But they know that winds move this way. There are three times in the history of the earth where the wind moved the opposite direction. And the earth therefore moved the opposite direction. And when you look at the calculation, أستحلف, I tell you by Allah, when you look at the calculation, the earth takes a full year to slow down. And therefore the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he discusses the Dajjal, that the first day that the Dajjal is on the earth, it is like the time of 1 year. And then the earth begins to speed up the other direction. And the total span of time comes to the exact amount of days mentioned by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1 year plus 1 month, in fact not 30 days but 29 days, plus 1 week plus 1 day's time. And you can calculate it to a fraction of a degree of 0.3. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah is all that is in the heavens, all that is in the earth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Surely Allah is al-ghani, rich without need. You disbelieve, doesn't harm him. You believe, doesn't benefit him. Hamid, the one who is worthy of all praise. Then Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And if all of the trees on the earth, if every tree on the earth were to be turned into pens, and the oceans or the seas were to be turned into ink, the seven seas, and this word, سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ, seven seas, is a significant statement. For this is something where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proving that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has never sailed, never saw a sea with his own eyes, all he saw was water, never saw an ocean, never knew what is at the other end of the oceans, doesn't know how many oceans there are. But you count them and there's seven. سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ, largest bodies of water. If they were to be turned to ink, and the seven seas behind them were to be used as a supply of more ink, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the injunctions of Allah, the descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use, and the signs that Allah can give, and the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would use, would not be exhausted. The words of Allah would not run out. The pens would crumble. You'd wear the pen out. You do up and use up all of the oceans of ink. But the words of Allah would not be limited or exhausted. Verily Allah is the Almighty, the All-Wise. مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. The creation of you all, as all of humanity, and your resurrection are almost one and the same thing. You are all, the creation and the resurrection, it is similar in action, similar in attribute. The one who created is the same one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will resurrect. The one who created out of nothing can bring back that which turns seemingly into nothing back into creation. مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ. And your resurrection is almost one and the same thing. They come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a man brings a bone and he crumbles it. And he says, you're trying to tell me that this thing that I crumpled will come back to life? So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will bring you back to life, ويعذبك, and punish you. And this is the aqeedah of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Do not be misled. Like the Christians, the Jews, what do they say? They say, yes, there is resurrection, but it is not the body. It's just the soul. They believe, the Christians, that everyone in paradise are just souls, no bodies. Muslims believe that we're resurrected from the ground. We are given a body. And we are given our soul back to the body. So this is an important concept. And therefore we see Ibrahim, who believes in Allah completely. He is a nation by himself in his amount of belief. He says to Allah, أرني, allow me to witness, to see, كيف تحيي الموتى, how you give life back to that which is dead. Allah tells him, أولم تؤمن, don't you believe in me? قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي, I believe, but it's only so that my heart is put to rest. Showing you that as a Muslim, when you don't understand something, you still believe in it. But you seek more knowledge to make your faith stronger. You understand? Islam does not say don't ask or don't ponder or don't say why is this. But Islam orders you to believe, to salim. Angel, angels. Jinn, jinn. Jannah, jannah. Qadar, qadar. You believe, even if you cannot rationalize. Rationale meaning, as I told you before, I come and ask you here in this masjid in Australia. 100 years ago I asked you, will man go to the moon? You would say, that's crazy talk. Who's going to go to the moon? You're out of your mind. Your concept at that time, 100 years ago, could not bring forth, fathom, that man will have this capability. You don't believe in it. But as a Muslim, there are things mentioned by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we haven't seen, we haven't heard, we can't even imagine. Yet we must believe, even if we cannot understand them, even if we cannot rationalize them. We can ask, but the question we ask is governed by what is permitted. لا تسألوا عن أشياء إن تبدى لكم تسؤكم. If you ask about certain things and they become made clear to you, it will be harmful to you. That doesn't mean you don't ever ask, but what do you make sure that you implement? You ask the right person. So you have a question, you don't go to a person who is equally ignorant. So you are forbidden to ask a question of someone who you know can't answer you. Because you're causing disorder. You make sure the person you ask is knowledgeable about that issue. You make sure that the question you ask is not asked in the presence of those who are illiterate and cannot comprehend that issue. Meaning, if people are still learning about Islam, you do not come and ask in front of them a question that they cannot understand, cannot comprehend. This is why we see Ali and Aisha, they used to say, حَدِّثُ النَّاسِ عَلَى قَدْرِ عُقُولِهِمْ. When you speak to people and admonish people and you're lecturing to people, speak to them according to their intellectual capabilities. You don't go overboard. And the third thing that governs your question is, why are you asking? You already know the answer. This is sometimes you find it. You already know the answer, yet you're just testing the person. I wonder what he's going to say. I wonder if he knows the answer. That is something you earn. This you earn a sin from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know the answer and you become content, be satisfied. Ibrahim asked, show me how you bring life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, slaughter different types of birds that have different colors, different attributes. Slaughter 3 or 4. And mix them together. So you don't know which part is from which part. And put them one on different hills. Put pieces of this on one hill, pieces of that on another hill, pieces of that on another hill. وَثُمَّ ادْعُهُنْ. Then call them, يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَا. Call them, and by the will of Allah, they will come flying to you, hurriedly to you. قُدْرَة. The capability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unbound by what we see in physical nature. This is an important point. That although we're telling you Einstein and all of this, what Allah has put as boundaries, it is only Him who can change these boundaries. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Surely Allah is all-hearing and all-seeing. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ كُلٌّ يَجْرِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you not see that Allah merges the night into the day? And this ayah in it is proof that the earth is spherical. The first people to theorize that the earth was a sphere and to prove it were Muslims. And for further insight, you can go into some of the tape of a Dr. Abdullah Hakim Quick. He's very good at this kind of stuff. Well, he'll blow your mind. He'll get real scientific on you and he'll show you and he'll let you follow it through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala merges. There isn't just a separation, meaning that there is a revolution of the earth in and of itself. The night enters into the day. And it's not something where there's a criterion between them. And you can actually see the day moving from one side to the other. And also, the day moving into the night moving into the day. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. And it is subjugated to you. The sun and the moon are to be used by you. They're created for our subjugation. Guess, if I was to tell you that the sun, if it was to change just a fraction of an inch from where its placement is, life on earth would not exist. The way the angle of the sun reaches, life on earth would not exist. Why do you think at the top of the... You're in the south part of the earth, right? Let's leave the north pole. Usually I'll say north pole. The south pole, is it warm? Is it warm? Cold. Why is it cold? How does the sun rays hit it? How do the sun rays... Here's the earth. Sun rays come, and they're split. Where is the majority of the sun arriving? Middle part of the earth. Spherical. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved the sun this way, much of the sunlight would go where? Far, far away from us. You'd be like Mars, either too much heat, or you'd be like Venus, too warm. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the earth and puts us on it and makes the sun musakhar, subjugated to us, even if we can't control it. But it's something that is put there for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He has given us the earth to live one generation after another. But we don't ponder. And that's why Allah is telling you, أَلَمْ تَرَى. Do you not see? Do they not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this into effect? كُلٌّ يَجْرِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. They all are running to an appointed term. The sun is a star, right? This is what the sun is. From far away, the other stars, when they look at our star, it is a star to them, our sun. Stars die. And then you get black holes, and we don't want to get into the physics of it. Stars collapse, they begin to expand, and then they collapse in on themselves, and whatever is near them, they drag into their fields. And they become dark, piercing. No light escapes them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that the sun, the moon, they have also an appointed term. Just like your life, 60, 70, 80 years, you live for a certain period of time, that life will come to an end, not just physical existence, even the existence of that which you see and benefit from. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And Allah is well acquainted of all that which you do. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. The next ayah, that is because Allah, He is the truth. وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ. And anything that they invoke in worship other than Him has to be false. Has to be false. Allah creates the heavens, the earth, gives them to you, subjugated. All of these things that we've described, so that you worship Him, given you the laws, anything other than Him is batil, false, is unworthy of worship or praise. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. And Allah, He is the Most High, the Great. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ الْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ. We got to pause in this part. See you not that the ships sail through the seas by Allah's grace? I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know that there are people that worship water? Do you know this? They worship water. Ask me why. Why? When water freezes, does it sink? When water freezes, does it sink? Floats. Anything else in nature, anything else, when it turns from liquid to solid, does it float? Sink. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not deem that water, when it freezes, floats, the earth would become solid. Subhanallah. The static nature of water and the way molecules come together, that even when they are solid, they still have the capability of allowing things to float. A ni'mah that many people do not comprehend. There are scientists who worship water because of that. They even have websites. Subhanallah. Allah tells you, do you not see that the ships sail through the seas by Allah's grace to you? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deemed that water was to be something that could not retain weight, and it was something that the static nature of how the molecules come together could not retain things that are heavier, especially their own properties, their own components, no life on the earth would exist. The earth would just freeze, sink. Freeze, water freezes, sink. Freezes, sink. Freezes, sink. No more water, no more life. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's graces upon us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. Surely it signs, verily in this are signs for every patient and grateful person. وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ. And when a wave covers them like shades, they invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making their invocation for Him alone. When a person is put in danger, even a person who is an atheist, you'll never see an atheist. He's driving a car and he's about to have a car accident and he says, oh no God. Right? It's impossible. Inside themselves this fitra, this innate characteristic, natural instinct that there is a creator, kicks in. They must submit. Even when they do not wish to, or when they seek not to, when they are put in danger, it comes to them even if they don't verbalize it. The scholars of Islam tell us, even the one who is mushrik, the one who is zindiq, an apostate, and who's an atheist, when he comes to that moment where it's life or death, sink or swim, even if he doesn't say it, he believes it in his heart. Look at Fir'aun. Fir'aun, نَبَذْنَاهُ فِي الْيَمِّ, he's put in the ocean and he's about to drown, the same man who said, مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِي, I don't know what any of you are to worship any God but me. He comes and in that situation, آمَنْتُ, he wants to say, I believe in the God of Musa wa Harun. This mushrik, kafir, who places himself as God. He recognized that at that moment, he turns to the one true creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Da'aw Allah, they turn to Allah invoking only Him. But when He brings them to safety and to land, and now they're safe and they're not in need, thinking they are not in need, from amongst them are those that stop in the middle, in between kufr and belief, but none denies our signs. وَمَا يَشْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ, none shall deny the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except those who are ungrateful and deviant. Meaning that these events where a person finds himself in these situations where it's life and death, you will find that right after it, there will be some who will still remain worried. They say, I now discovered that there is a creator and I want to reassess my life and bring myself back to it. Even if they do not accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they recognize there is more to life than just living. I had a associate, not a friend, I don't call him a friend, because he's a disbeliever. And I'll tell you why he's not a friend. Although he's a person I grew up with knowing. So I'm sitting there with him and we're talking. And I say to him, so what you're trying to tell me is, tell me, what happens after you die? This person, he says, this is his answer. After he dies, after he's lived 60, 70, 80 years, he says, you become fertilizer. You become nutrients for plants, animals. That's it. Kufr doesn't recognize a creator, or he is too arrogant to recognize the creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhan nas, we are now in the final two verses of the surah. Verse number 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, admonishing mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas, what does this term denote to you? It's a Meccan surah. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, O mankind, ittaqu rabbakum, fear your true Lord, your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wakhshaw yawma, and be fearful of a day. Yawman la yajzi walidun an waladi, on a day when a father will be of no avail and no help for his son. وَلَا مَوْلُودٍ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا, and a day when a son will not be able to benefit his father with anything. And the word son is important. Who is the only person that a father will not run from on the Day of Judgment? His daughter. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, من عالى جاريتين, the one who brings up two girls, whether they're daughters or sisters. In another riwayah, أختين, sisters, who protects them, raises them upon the dictates of Al-Islam, كنا له حجابا من النار. On the Day of Judgment, they will be his barrier and the thing that distances him from the fire. And therefore you see some of the scholars of tafsir, they say that when the father is running away from his wife, running away from his son, he's looking for his daughter. Honor given to the Muslim woman even after her death. وَلَا مَوْلُودٍ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا, son won't help you in anything. إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ, surely the promise of Allah is true. What is the promise of Allah? What is the word that Allah uses, al-haq, in describing? وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْ And the pain of death, the stupor of death shall come with its truth. إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ The promise of Allah for all of you that you are to be fearful of Allah and look towards this day when a man will run from his son and a son will run from the father. No one will be helping one another. That begins when وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ All of you shall die. It is a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا Don't let the worldly life deceive you. Meaning, you're living now in this worldly life, and you know you're gonna die. You know Allah's promised everything life shall have death. So don't let the worldly life deceive you. Don't base your life on more. I want more. Rather base your life on what is in the hereafter. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ And do not let the shaitan, the major deceiver, trick you. Don't let the shaitan trick you. We already mentioned to you that the shaitan has no power. He doesn't hold your hand and say, touch. It's you who have power over your own self. The shaitan, يَدْعُو He calls you to, he invites you to, he makes something happen that you want to happen. But he doesn't force you to commit that sin. So therefore you are in control. Allah says, be afraid of the worldly life. Don't let it trick you and don't let the major deceiver trick you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ Surely Allah, verily Allah alone has knowledge of the hour. The ilm of the hour. When the day of judgment shall come. And what it shall be in it. And what are its sequences. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ And it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who decides and knows where rain shall fall. And I want you to remember the Muslim Ummah when it was in a state of strength. Harun al-Rashid, one of the leaders of the Muslim Ummah at a certain period of time, he used to speak to the cloud. He wasn't crazy, but he used to talk to the cloud and he would say to it, Go wherever you wish. No matter where you rain, what is sprouted from the ground because of your rain is going to come to me here. Allahu Akbar. Doesn't matter where this cloud's going to go, the khayr that is in it and the plants that are going to come out of it and the livestock that are going to be nourished and the people that are going to drink from this water, they are under the command of the Muslim Ummah. Subhanallah. Reflect on this day. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ And it is only Allah who has complete knowledge of what is in the womb. I don't want a sister or a brother to write up a question and say, well, there is ultrasound now. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ means that there is always a moment before the moment of creation of the sex that it is Allah who decides whether this child will be man or woman. It's with Allah, knowledge and the decision. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا And no one can be assured as to what it will earn tomorrow. Don't think that because you have 2 university degrees or 3 university degrees or that you have knowledge or that you have ability, that that ensures that you will have success. Or that ensures that you will be able to earn or feed yourself and your family. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows exactly how much you will earn. Why? Because the ability of earning is governed by Him. وَرِزْقُكُمْ فِي السَّمَاءِ The rizq that is decided for you, that you will receive and take, is already in the heavens written. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أن ابن آدم يهرب من رزقه كما يهرب من الموت لأصابه رزقه قبل موته If a person was to try to run away and distance himself from what Allah has given him, the same way that you try to run away from your death, what Allah's written for you, and you're trying to run away for it, in terms of rizq, sustenance is going to happen and be given to you, even if you don't want it, before your death comes. Can't escape either of them. قَبْلَ مَوْتِ Then, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيَّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. None can be assured as to where on the earth or in what land they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to give you an example. The Vietnam War ended maybe 25, 26 years ago. There were American soldiers on the 25th anniversary of the Vietnam War. They said, we want to commemorate escaping the butchery and the savageness of the Vietnam War. So let's go back to Vietnam 25 years later. And let's go visit the nice sites, the places that we used to be fighting in. Let's go to the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They're flying over the same places that they tried and ran away from 25 years earlier. Their helicopter crashes. All of them die. لا تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت. They escape war. Fly home. Live lives. 25 years, come back and meet their death in the same place that they tried to escape. Qadr. Written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah has knowledge of all things. He is all aware. Before I end, I'm going to take 3 minutes. Because some of the questions that have been asked over the few days were relating to Al-Qadr. What do Muslims believe in regarding destiny, regarding fate? A Muslim must have 4 beliefs. In Qadr, we know that Rasulullah ﷺ made it from Iman, that you believe in Allah, His angels, the books, the messengers, that there is a day of judgment and that we will be questioned for what we did. وَالْقَدَرْ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. And fate or predestiny or Qadr, the measure of all things, whether good or bad. The first thing is al-ilm, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all things. This is the first attribute of Qadr that you must have belief in. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what has happened, what is happening. Not even a leaf falls without His knowledge. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. What is happening and what will happen. In fact, Allah knows what will happen even if it doesn't happen. So therefore the mushrikeen, they say to Allah, رَبَّنَا أَرْجِعْنَا إِلَى الدُّنْيَا نَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. Allow us to go back to the worldly life to do good. Allah tells them, نَهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. It's only a word they say. Allah knows that if they return, they wouldn't do. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. If we were even to bring them back to life, they would do the same thing that they had been doing beforehand. So Allah has knowledge of things that will happen and things that would have happened if He allowed them to happen. So that's the first part of Qadr. Second is Al-Kitaba, that Allah has written down all things. Because Allah knows, Allah has already written down what will happen. And you're going to say to yourself, if it's already written, who is going to Jannah and who is going to the fire? So why are we worshipping? They asked the same to the Rasul ﷺ. فَلِمَا نَعْمَلُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He told them, كُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ إِلَى عَمَلِهِ. Each will do in accordance to what is written for him, but he doesn't know it. Meaning right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for you that you will be here. By you coming here, you have fulfilled that decision of Allah, but you had choice to come here. You didn't know what Allah had written for you. So you have choice, but because the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is hidden from you, you don't know it, your freedom, you're free to choose as you wish. But this choice is already known by Allah. It's already known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is written في اللوح المحفوظ. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث عند الإمام مسلم. الإمام مسلم, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the first thing created by Allah, before العرش, before the heavens, before the earth, before anything, القلم, the pen. Now don't think a pen like this. And Allah said to the pen, اكتب, write. The pen said, what do I write, Ya Allah? فقال اكتب what will be from الآن, from this moment إلى قيام الساعة, what will happen at the end of the day of judgment for mankind. Everything is written, meaning known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maktub, written with Allah. The third thing, al-mashi'a. In qadr, al-mashi'a is that you believe that what is willed by Allah is what happens. That no one can will anything other than the will of Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something will happen, no matter if all earth comes together to try to stop it, they can't stop it. And therefore the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالْحَدِيثِ عِنْدَ الْإِمَامِ التِّرْمِذِي بِسَنَدٍ حَسَنٍ صَحِيحٍ. He says to Ibn Abbas, يَا غُلَام, young boy. Ibn Abbas was young, 13 years old when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Yet Ibn Abbas was a faqih. He tells him, يَا غُلَام, احفظ الله يحفظك. And in the end of this hadith, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. If all the world, all people, come together to benefit you with something that was not written for you, not maktub, not written for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِهِ. They won't be able to benefit you. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَىٰ أَن يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. If all the people come together to harm you in a way wasn't written for you, لَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. The pens are raised, meaning Allah has already willed what will happen in regards to your life, and the paper is dry. Nothing can be added other than the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Mashi'ah. Fourth and finally, Al-Khalq. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates that which He wills, when He wills, why He wills, for whatever reason He wills. So this is an important issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obligates us to have to believe in al-qadr. You believe in the knowledge of Allah, you believe that Allah has written things, you believe that it is the will of Allah that takes precedent, no one can will other than Allah, and that is Allah who has created, and all is returning to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we end our discussion regarding the explanation of the Surah Luqman, chapter number 31 in the Quran.